I'm here with Chris Heffman, Director of Sales at Some Ridge Partners. And Chris, there's continues to be a hunt for yield out there with pretty much everyone, including individual investors and pension funds and virtually everyone else. And you've been researching some of the fixed income securities and, that are still left that, that seemingly have some decent yields and have yet to been bid up to the sky. Could you talk about some of your research and what you've discovered?
Sure. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate the opportunity to take the time today to speak about the fixed income markets with you. As you mentioned, accounts all across the world are looking for any kind of incremental yield they can find. You know, 2012, much like the last few years, has been an extremely positive year for risk assets. With that being said, the credit markets throughout 2012 are up anywhere from 10 to 15% on average between investment grade and high yield corporate bonds. Yields are at all-time lows, dollar prices are at all-time highs, but there is certain pockets of the fixed income markets where you can still get 6 to 10%. Now, in a normalized world years and years ago, these types of securities would probably have yielded 200 to 300 basis points more you know, than where they are yielding right now. But again, you know, with the world that we're living in, there's certain you know, certain names that that are yielding 6, 8, 10, 12%. We should take a look. I mean, some of the coal and steel names are yielding 8 to 10% or higher. There's certain triple B investment grade credits, you know, such as the Telecom Italias and Telefonica of the world, the, you know, telecommunications companies over in Europe that have strong balance sheets, but again, are kind of caught up in the mess of the European headlines. You know, they're yielding north of 7%. The steel names, as I mentioned, MTNA, largest steelmaker in the world, yielding about 8% right now. And then a lot of the retailers. I mean, most accounts are familiar with JCPenney, and a JCPenney debt yields 8%. So if you're familiar with a company or an industry, there's, you know, every company has its positives and negatives. But if you're familiar with the company, the industry, and you're positive on the stock, certainly anything in bond world that's yielding 6, 8, 10, 12%, you might want to take a look at as well.
Yeah, those are significant yields, especially when a lot of people are still looking at stocks and finding bargains at, or something at least to go in. Maybe not a bargain, but, you know, 4 or 5%. And treasuries are no place to go now. As far as some of the companies that you're talking about, it sounds like you're talking about some of the beat up sectors and regions. And are these long term plays? Do you see these as sort of total return plays, or are these just to capture the yield for you know, a few quarters or a year or so, and then move out once they start to correct?
Yeah, you know, it depends on the name, obviously. But I'll give you an example. AMD has been in the news. You know, they had poor earnings out about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the bonds are down about 20 points. They were yielding 7%, and the report that I had put out, you know, called Reaching for Yield, they were included in that a couple weeks ago, and they were yielding 7%, and they had earnings, and that were poor. Now they're down about another 15 points from that. So they're about down about 20 points. So that's one opportunity where if you're comfortable with the name and the sector, and you're looking for some kind of turnaround play, you know, that's, while the rest of the markets are moving higher, that's one example where, you know, the bonds are down significantly. And if you make the right call, sure, it could be a total return play. And there's plenty of ideas. Again, in the coal space, they've gotten beat up pretty good. Steel, anything commodity related, if you see any kind of turn in China, you know, if nat gas continues to increase, some of these other pockets certainly can offer total return plays as well as just your stated yields and maturities that you're looking to achieve.
Right, and I guess the steel sector, for example, that's just essentially an economic play. Once growth starts again, then you're looking at you know, people starting to use steel again, but it's down now, and you can take advantage of that. Probably better in the fixed income side at this point, at least from the standpoint of having a little bit more, being more of a stakeholder in the company than you would if you were just an equity holder.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, MTNA bonds are yielding 8% on the long end of the curve. You have AK steel bonds and U.S. steel bonds that are more, you know, domestic-oriented, that are yielding upper single digits, lower double-digit type yield. So, you know, these are opportunities. You know, what we do here at Sumridge Partners is we try to combine, you know, ideas for every type of account. There's a lot of accounts here that are looking for just your generic, give me relative value ideas versus the rest of the sector. I don't need to make a ton of money on a total return play, but just give me something that looks cheap and give me the reasons why, as well as total return plays. What's been hit very hard? Where can I achieve equity-like returns where you're capturing principal, you know, appreciation as well as the income that you're getting for, you know, upper single digit, double digit type returns that I was used to for so many years when equities were rising significantly and when yields and fixed income were much higher. So that's what we try to do here. And you know, after looking at the report, there's plenty of opportunities in there. You know, there's 25 that I mentioned. And if you're familiar with the company or the industry and you're bullish on it, or you think at least rates are going to stay low for years and risk markets are going to kind of be held up by the central banks around the world, there's certainly some opportunities out there for you.
Well, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your ideas. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.